You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Welcome to the Britpop Show, and let's start the way we ended the last show with a bit of Pulp. This is the new one, Got to Have Love. Slightly explicit, but not massively so. So listen on.
Back to the 90s.
There's only one.
and the love and laugh. Circle days on the underpass. The noise we thought would never stop. Died of death as the punk grew up. We choked on all our dreams. We wrestled with our fears. We're running through the heartless concrete streets, chasing our ideas. Run!
Coming out swinging this week with new music from Pulp and then that from The Levellers from Back in the Day. That and 15 Years, The Levellers' two best songs. No doubt about it. Right, what's today's theme? We always have a theme. What's today's theme? I'm going to give you a pretty massive clue with this song.
Drink, smoke, laugh, take snuff, or pass
30 years since Blur released The Great Escape. Can you believe that? 30 years. I said that right, people. 30 years. It feels like a couple of years ago that I was saying 25 years, but it is genuinely 30 years. Remember that massive battle with Oasis where Blur definitely won the battle, but Oasis, I think it's fair to say, won the war. Well, but we'll do more about that 30-year anniversary later on in the show because, you know what these shows are like. I basically throw them together, cobble it together. Literally no idea what's coming in the second half. So if you've got any suggestions, let me know at the Britpop Show on Twitter or just smash that button if you're listening live. Smash the button to say contact the studio. Right, so we've had 30 years of The Great Escape, also 30 years since the Help album was released in relation to War Child, where a load of artists came together and recorded all in one day, and it was released within a week. And the best song, there were loads of artists, but the best song off that is from a band that only ever played once together, the Smoking Mojo Filters. Come Together is the Beatles' best song. Prove me wrong. Go on, try it. Prove me. Right, what did you do this week? I'll tell you what I did this week. I tried to get Radiohead tickets. Now, it's somewhat Radiohead-like that halfway through the process, they accused me of being a bot. But let me explain the process. I emailed them, I applied to be part of the email, managed to get one of those unlock codes, which were like gold dust. Got one of those. Great. Went into at 9:30 a.m. went into a queue. 10 a.m. the queue opened and you got randomly selected to go in to buy your tickets. Went in, you know, managed to get in after being accused of being a bot a couple of times. Managed to get in. All of the standing was sold out. And then all of the seated tickets, which were basically at the back, were 120 quid, 160 quid, 200 quid for a seat. I'm not doing that for Radiohead. Forget it. I felt like they were leaving me. You know what I'm about to say. That's right, the ticket process left me. I know what they were trying to do, Radiohead, and it's admirable that they were trying to stop the touts and all the bots and all that kind of stuff. It was admirable, but it felt everyone feeling a little bit, I don't know, just a bit shortchanged. So as a result, I couldn't get tickets to Oasis, couldn't get tickets to Radiohead. So what did I do instead? I bought tickets to go and see, believe it or not, Aisling B, comedian, and Susie Dent, you know, the one off Countdown. And I put a little tweet out saying, tried and failed to get tickets to Oasis and Radiohead. Got tickets to see Aisling B instead. Took about 2 minutes from start to finish. It was refreshing. Hope she knows the lyrics to Live Forever. And she replied, Aisling B actually replied to the tweet, because that's the way we are around here. And she said, you just got to roll with it. She's a comedian, isn't she? Now, normally I'm grooving along to those, but I actually stood up for that one. I really did. That's how pathetic I am. At least I'm enjoying it. Someone's got to. Right, this next album, 21 years. It just had its 21st birthday, and we don't normally do 21 years, but we might as well. 13th September 2004, Embrace released Out of Nothing, and Gravity was on it.
It's been a long time coming.
1990s.
And
If you're a fan of Ocean Colour Scene, you will be very pleased to know that there is an evening with Steve Craddock coming up next year. So it's springtime, and it's a bit weird to think about springtime when we're about to go into the horrible winter, but it's on its way, believe it or not, 6 months' time, but nevertheless. So from the 19th of March 2026, he's basically going everywhere. He's going Esher, Ashford, Hartford, Harpenden, which is quite close to me, Worthing, Redditch, Liverpool, Kidderminster, Ulverston, Nottingham, Nantwich. This place in Wales, I literally can't pronounce it. I don't think it's even got a vowel in it. Then Shrewsbury, Isle of Man, Colne, Stockport, Bridgewater, Chandler's Ford, Fleet, Stockton, Durham, Barnsley, Scunthorpe, Whitley Bay. It's not over yet. We're moving into May 26th. Southport, Lytham St Anne's, Middlesbrough, Morecambe, Bakewell, Barnstable, Stamford, Worcester, Melrose, Glasgow and Edinburgh. I've read all of those out, so please go and buy tickets to at least one of them, because otherwise it's a complete waste of time. Right, we are 30 years since The Great Escape, and let's play another song from that, shall we?
Sat me down and so began the story of a charmless man, educated the expensive way.
Now, if you like Blur, and I hope you do, because we've had quite a lot of them this episode, Graham Coxon has released a song with Ash, or rather Ash have released a song where they've used the services of Graham Coxon. They've got a new album, Ash, and it's called Ad Astra, and they've released a double A-side single featuring Graham Coxon. The songs are called Which One Do You Want and Fun People. And they've got this new album coming out. It's out on the 3rd of October via Fierce Panda. And here's a reminder of what Ash are all about.
Do you remember the time when you were a girl from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Oh, it's Deb, they'd playing cards and you were into them and cigars. And she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Sitting in that tree these days by the water's edge on a cool summer night. Fireflies and stars in the sky, gentle glowing light from your cigarette. The breeze blowing softly on my face reminds me of something else, something that in my memory's been misplaced. Suddenly all comes back, and as I look to the stars, I remember the time. Through the darkness over the moon it's red. Electricity in the air, twisting all through the night on the terrace. Now that summer is here, I know that you are almost in love with me. I can see it in your eyes, strange lights shimmering over the sea tonight. And it almost blows my mind. And as I look to the stars, I remember the time.
Davo is back. Davo somehow must be taking a day off work. He said, I liked Suede's cover version of Shipbuilding on the Help album. It's funny you should mention that because Suede are coming next, Davo. Not only do I have a new album, which last time I looked was number 2 in the charts, it's called Antidepressants, but I thought I would play something from some of their earlier stuff. And this is The Drowners.
hits from the 1990s.
Bit of Space Hog there. Everybody loves a bit of Space Hog. Now, we're sort of running out of time a little bit. We're getting towards the end of the show. But I thought just, I don't even need a reason for it, but I thought I'd play a little bit of Supergrass. I squeeze this one in, and then after that, we'll finish with our 30-year anniversary. It is, of course, The Great Escape. Bit of Supergrass here, In It for the Money. And what better way to end the show than the same way that The Great Escape ends? Thanks for listening. See you on the flip side.
See you.